We have worked out a compromise on the hybrid school board, and everybody's bought in. And it's a pretty significant compromise. The nominating there's going to be a nominating commission for the appointed members, but we're going to have on that 12-member board, we're going to have seven elected members who are going to start running for election in 2018. And it's a good day for Baltimore County parents because there's going to be accountability. And I think that it's not going to be a rubber stamp process anymore between the board and the superintendent.
This will start in 2018, and their elections, I understand, will coincide with the county elections, right?
Yeah, the county elections and the legislative elections, and they're going to be nonpartisan elections. And all of a sudden, you know, if you have a problem with, you know, the universal schedule that the superintendent just put in, or the redistricting, or you know, Lock Raven Elementary, we have some problems there. You know, all three of those issues. Including and the technology piece, which is countywide, you know, just would it take them 4 minutes to, you know, the school board 4 minutes to approve the largest contract ever in the history of Baltimore County. I think there's going to be a bigger check in the system. And I think school board members that are parents and closer to constituents are going to ask more questions and do the types of things that they need to do to make sure the school systems run effectively.
Getting this through the legislature has been tough. You've been trying for this. Has it been 10 years? I mean, how long has it been?
Yeah, well, I've co-sponsored the bill, and I have to give credit to Senator Bobby Zirkin. You know, Bobby's always been on the front line of this. I've always been his co-sponsor. This past year, we flipped it, and I sponsored the bill. So, yeah, Senator Zirkin and I have been at it for 10 years. It's something we both feel very strongly about, and the power will come from the people. And after 10 years, we finally found a compromise that everyone can live with.
The hurdle, the biggest hurdle, has always been, well, first, you've also had to get through the county delegation, both House and Senate.
Right.
But the other big hurdle is the Education, Health, and Environmental Matters Committee. Chairman Conway has opposed it. And vehemently. This time, no?
Well, she wanted more diversity on the boards. So the question was, how do we get it? And how we got it was the nominating commission, which is, again, it will be in charge of the four appointees. The nominating commission has to reflect the geographic and cultural diversity of Baltimore County. It's a very reasonable compromise. And she's been great to work with on this issue. And it's, you know, we found something. This was the art of compromise. We found something that everyone can live with.
And there's a House companion House bill, too, which I understand the House delegation approved. Is that correct?
They did. And the amendments are going to be exactly the same as the Senate amendments. The Senate bill already got passed the committee on Friday unanimously. And the Senate version of the bill is going to hit the floor probably Tuesday and probably will be off the floor by Thursday, hopefully.
And in terms of getting this done by crossover day, is that going to be – I know Monday is crossover day. Are you going to be able to get all that done, or legislative calendars, that sort of thing?
Well, they're amended exactly the same way, so okay. I'm not sure we have to worry about a crossover day because they're identical bills. So as long as it passes the House and passes the Senate in identical form, I believe we're good.
Okay. And do you think it has enough votes on the floor of the Senate, on the floor of the House? I'll just get you to read the Senate.
Yeah, I'm not really good at reading the House. I think we do. Anything that comes out of a committee unanimously like this has is a good sign. And furthermore, the Baltimore County delegation voted on it 2 days ago, and it came out unanimously there. So I'm cautiously optimistic.